bag.
You good. I'm having
a We are going through testing right now.
Testing, testing. One, two, awesome. One, two.
Oh, there we go. Oh, that just.
Yeah. Yeah, son.
All right, y'all ready?
Yeah, son.
We in here. We in here.
What is up, y'all? What is good? This is Miss LaRae's podcast. I am number one in inspirational, cultural, and social awareness podcasting, where we only aspire to inspire you, cultivate you, and socially aware you. Clap it up for the fam doing good and again. Yes, they made it to another episode. And it's only because I love them, but also because they be going in and talking about that real deep, good stuff. That stuff that make y'all be like, dang, for real? For real? For real?
Yes, sir.
No, but I have sitting next to me, Deontay, godbrother slash cousin. I have Olivier, who is my cousin as well. And Elias, who is on the third camera, who is my cousin as well. All right? So we got different views coming in on this episode. And I thank you so far for everyone who's been supporting, who listened to the last episode. And as you continue to rock with us, we will continue to bring y'all that heat.
Yes.
All right. So what's first on the agenda, y'all? We've been talking about a lot.
Yeah, we was. We was talking about a lot. I mean, we can actually start. I mean, we can go ahead and start where we left off, to be honest.
Let's do it.
I mean, we got into the conversation. Good man right here brought up conversation of why do people still feel... Why is the conversation of interracial dating still on the table? And why do people still feel a certain type of way about it? Why do people still, like, it's 2020, you know what I'm saying? Even saying 2020 sounds kind of weird. It's like, so by 2020, you would think, like, all of us would have caught on. We all human inside. But still, it's like this, like, resentment.
Yeah.
In some people.
In a sense, it's the only part that I'm confused about. When it comes to the topic of interracial dating, it's not even the topic of interracial dating. It's the topic of black and white. If we're just gonna get straight to the point, because you can date any other race and not be shunned upon. But if you were to be a black man to date a white woman, or a white man to date a black woman, it seemed wrong. But we're all supposed to be fighting now for equality, and the main problem now is still equality.
It's still equality.
But we're not granting equality amongst ourselves by still dividing it. So in a sense, I feel as if we're still carrying on that racism slightly.
Yeah.
And I feel like interracial is a first step to
actually healing that.
Curve the racism to show that we are all.
Yeah,
equal.
If you add it to the problem, then you are the problem.
In a sense,
at some point, well, I mean, I understand what we've been through, you know, so far as our historical struggles with it all, but it's like, if we continue to have that same hate and disdain in our heart, then it's like, when it's still going to be inequality.
Correct.
Even if it's not coming from white people or whatever race, it's still coming from us, so.
Because, well,
it's tough, though, to not think that way.
With me, it's kind of like, I think what it really boils down to is healing.
Yeah.
Like, if you can say, like, I mean, anything, you can take it for, we can simplify it into something like, let's say you go through a breakup, and it's like, you know, whether you the male in a situation or you female in a situation, y'all going back and forth, oh, I don't like you no more, you do you, and then you see that person out with somebody. It's like, damn, I wasn't really, I ain't keeping that same energy. So really, it's like, are you healed from whatever happened? And I don't feel like as a race, as a group of my people, I don't think we've healed. I feel like that's the reason why some of us still feel some type of way, because some of us still, it's still fresh. You know what I mean? A lot of people could say, yes, years, and it happened a long time ago, but it's just like, I mean, we can do research. Research shows that certain traumatic events are in your DNA. Like, your child doesn't have to go through a traumatic event that the parent go through, but they can still feel it.
Yeah.
So it's like, if we don't go through that healing, we ain't never...
It goes down.
It's never...
Regeneration.
That's why I feel like it's not so necessarily good for interracial coupling, only until kind of people get their mind straight.
We heal.
Because
most definitely.
That energy and all you have from past fucking all these white, no offense, all these white people that tortured us, those ancestors are probably in your mixed kid now. So you got a wild ass kid. And with me, I just feel like what only interracial dating is that, like, I don't know how I would act if a white girl would call me a nigga. Like, I don't know what I would do. And I feel like that's, once people get mad, they're gonna say what they wanna say.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. That's when the truth come out.
So,
yeah. All right. Bet. And I'm glad you said that. But this isn't the takeaway from what we're talking about. But where is that line created? Well, when do we start this healing process? Like, in a sense, I'm not one of the ones that say, yeah, it's been years ago, but where do we start?
Where can we start the healing?
Where can we start the healing?
That's true, but I feel like also what doesn't help is, see, the thing is that, like, you made a good point of saying, where can we start? And I feel like a lot of times people feel like, because, like, I'm attracted to somebody who ain't my color, I didn't, like, solve the whole human racist problem. Mm-hmm. And that's right. Not the case. It's right. Just like, right. No, you're just attracted to something. Right. Like, I can be, like, it's some people out here attracted to animals.
Right.
So you saying you attracted or you want to have sex with something, that don't mean nothing right. to me. Like, right. that, like, just because you say, like, I mean, I can bring up an incident. I was working at a job back in the day, and I was talking to an African-American female who decided to cut her hair lower, like, to the point where it's almost like she got a seizure. And now I was working with a man, a Caucasian dude, who told me, hey, I love black women, dated a black woman before. And then he comments on the girl's hair and says she looking nappy headed. But you just finished saying that you was attracted right. to, so is you really, so what we got going on? And so that's why I said it's like, it's bigger than just a lust. Just being right, you, right, she got right. a. She looked different than what the fuck I'm. She looked. She's more different than what I'm used to.
Right.
She looks more developed than what I'm used to.
Right.
Well, let's even.
You know what I mean?
In broad terms, that's what it is.
But let's even flip it to the point of, like, how there are black men out here
checking PG.
Who I'm won't sorry. Even date African American women yep. because they feel like. The stereotypical thing of black women are too aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, all women can be aggressive, but it's just that we have a different way of going about things mm-hmm. than the average woman of another race.
Healing.
I'm going to keep saying that. And it goes back to healing, because healing. I also feel like that doesn't mean you get, because you're a black woman, you get a pass to be what you call a B word either, and not be a woman of class to your man.
Correct.
You know what I'm Absolutely. Saying? Don't give us a free pass as black women either.
Correct.
But I would say also, I know this sounds bad, not all black men, I love y'all, but I have gotten to a point to where I just feel like I am not really able to date, you know, the black race. To date the black, I'm at a point where I want to date outside of my race. And I hate to say that, but it's generational, what you call struggle, that black men go through. Mm. And I'm sure this is why black men may feel like this too.
No.
It's
really?
Like you get in a relationship and it's always about there's an issue with this, there's an issue with that. And the only way that there's a resolution is an argument, or we daggone near fighting one another.
Yep.
And it's like, dang, it goes beyond just like everyday dealings with one another. Now it's going into relationships to where you can't even like successfully be in a relationship and like genuinely love one another.
No, I
What do y'all
agree.
Think about that?
I mean, I like from going back to what he said just about interracial dating, and then even like what you're touching on as far as his dating in our own culture and what we have going on, I feel like I don't really think us as a group of people know how fucked up we are. I'm just gonna keep it a band, because like we hide behind so many things. We hide behind what we wearing. We hide behind the music. You know what I'm saying? We had the clout, the showing off, all that shit, instead of really getting into the main issues. And so,
mm-hmm.
just touching touching on what you said, I'm gonna keep saying it throughout this whole thing. It goes back to healing, because when you don't heal something, you're always just trying to make up for what you didn't heal from.
Yeah.
And then like, so instead of every person just working on themselves and like, you know what, it ain't really got nothing to do with that black man. It ain't got really nothing to do with that black woman. It's what I'm dealing with inside, how right. this society views me, how I'm supposed to look to this society. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like that's really the main issues. Like, when you boil things down to their main issues, it's really those. I don't really think it's necessarily more so, well, if I go over here, I won't be getting them problems. If I go date a white girl, she ain't gonna be nagging me to death. If I go date a white man, he ain't gonna be putting his hands on me. Mm-hmm. So I really feel like we gotta cleanse ourselves. If we don't cleanse ourselves, everything gonna be fucked up. It don't matter who you can go to Hispanic, they got their problems too. Like, you can go to Caucasian, everybody got their own problems. But if you haven't healed things within yourself, like, it's never, you always gonna be looking for a comfort zone of, like, who can I run up on to fill this void? And really, it's like, if you heal the things within your own self, and then we heal things within your own self, that allows you to see things better. And it's like, okay, hold on, maybe I should.
Maybe I ain't gotta be mad and everything.
You know what I mean? Maybe I can handle things a little differently. Yeah. Maybe I can evaluate things a little differently. But it's like, if we don't heal ourselves, man, we always gonna be going through that.
That's the only thing that I don't like about, like, relationships. Niggas don't look at. Think about what I date myself.
Right.
If you think you can date yourself,
that's right? real.
or if you dating that person just because it make you feel better, you don't love that person.
Yeah, nah, man.
You're not trying to be with that person.
And don't expect out of the next person what you can't even give
to yourself.
Yeah. To yourself, and you can't even give to that person. Like, I will say, for us as women, I don't want to come down on us. I be rooting for us, but I'm gonna have to say this: we will sit up here and expect a man to go all above the world, back and around the world again for us, for different things. But we know good and well we are not prepared, nor are we willing to return that back.
Here I go.
Oh,
all right, I'm glad you said that. All right, listen, this is the only thing that confuses me about women. Why is it that when a woman goes through one traumatic experience with a man, say for instance he cheated on her, mm-hmm. she can never give another man the exact same energy that she was giving him? But as men, we're supposed to start fresh every time and not remember none of it.
I'm gonna say something. Can I interject?
Yep.
I don't think that anybody should have to deal with a cheating woman or a cheating man.
Correct.
I'm sorry.
I agree with that.
I feel like it shouldn't be where women are supposed to be more forgiving or a man's supposed to be more forgiving. Like, now continue in this relationship, be in pain while you sitting over there chilling after what you done did to me. And I'm supposed to act like this didn't happen.
That's real.
Like, I didn't put you in that position.
Nope, sure didn't.
It's a fair game. Like, no, nobody should have to put up with that.
No, correct. Yeah, because I'm saying, like, starting off, I know the fellas can agree with me on this one. Like, I know you've all experienced that one girl that says she's just still... The reason why she got her wall up is because of her past relationship. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure y'all done been through a relationship where you done experienced the exact same thing she went through. And it's like, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to heal you. I'm supposed to make you right.
Nice.
Where is my love and attention? Like,
life will give you that benefit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, yeah, he cheated on you. But
I'm over here.
She cheating on me too, so it's like, all right, cool, I done got over it. Maybe I can forgive faster than you can or something like that, but I don't feel like that's an excuse for a relationship to not, for you to be closed off. For one, if you want to start a relationship, I wouldn't say start a relationship with still pain you got from another one.
No.
I feel like as men, we can at least, I don't know, we take a minute. I don't know, I can't speak for everyone. I know myself, I take a minute before I get into another relationship from the past one, because I have to learn from it and I have to heal from it.
Correct.
Because I can't start nothing fresh with thinking about somebody else or thinking what somebody else did to him. I can never completely love you.
And if I can, if you know what I'm saying, if I can cut it just like what you said, like, everybody doesn't do that. See, that's a healthy way of handling a relationship. Definitely. Like, it's supposed to be, boom, I assess what happened, I feel how I feel, now let me work on my healing so that way I don't carry this to the next relationship and I don't want to feel like this. You know,
and
what I'm saying?
And also, 24/7. Gain yourself back, because the reality is, when you're in a relationship,
you lose yourself. You become one with that person.
Right. You never function as just you. So when you get out, just actually enjoy it. I say enjoy your singleness. When single, be single.
Yep.
Like, and that don't mean just stay cooped up in the house because now you a single person and you're not ready to date. Still date. Now don't go around doing whatever with whatever, however. You know what I mean?
You want your catching nothing now.
You know what I'm saying? just enjoy being a single person, because when you get back into like dating, you don't want to start feeling like, dang, like this is not fun. Like, I didn't really get to enjoy my singleness.
Yeah, when does it change from dating? Because dating, in a sense, can mean dating multiple, going on dates for multiple people, having fun. You're single at the end of the day.
Yeah.
When does that change from your dating to your home? And you understand what I'm saying? Like, I just don't know how to properly word that.
No,
like,
I know what you're saying.
But
I feel like, as long as you ain't out here having sex with every single person that you going on a date with, you are not hoeing.
Does that make you a hoe though?
No,
you're dating. Technically, you're single, and
a hoe is somebody sleeping around a whole bunch of people
and not letting the other person know.
See, but
everybody know where everything is.
That's what I'm saying.
If you are telling it, you still hoeing.
I think. Let's do this.
You gotta tell them, and they gotta be fine with it.
Yeah, but
okay. But you still hoeing. You still hoeing.
But I think I think one thing, like I said, let's like to what they say, meat and potatoes. Like, I think a lot of times relationships is really another word for like possessing something.
Control.
Control, possessing, and see, those are like hot words, and I wouldn't say negative words, but they're just words that people don't really want to hear. But that's really what a lot of our relationships are grounded on or based on, is possessing somebody and controlling somebody, which is why the divorce rate is so high, because you can't possess nobody, you can't control anybody. People are going to do what they want to do, you know what I mean? So I think really it just comes to, like you said the difference between dating and hoeing. The difference to me would be hoeing is you just want to just, you're just lusty. Like, you just want to have sex. You see something you like, you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Single would be you're actually making the attempt to find a partner.
Right.
Like, you're coming. You're not like, because being single doesn't mean like you're actually like you can be single. So let's say like you're single and you done been on 5-6 dates, right? And that's fine, because you're trying to figure out, okay, I done met up with this person.
Right.
Kind of vibing with him. Ain't really vibing with him. But with this person, vibing with him a lot, but he got this going on. Or she got this going on.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so it's like you just working your way to see what's comfortable for what you like. When you just hoeing, like, anybody can get it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it don't matter. Like,
that's
so.
That's the thing, bro. That's the thing. I really want people to stop acting like niggas really genuinely love people. Half of these niggas out here and females just want to be home.
Yeah.
Because when That's you do fact. Try to get in a real relationship, it's like when you really put yourself, your own person out there, it's like it's something wrong. It's like the girl's like, oh, now when I didn't like you doing this, I told you I ain't like niggas doing that, and you don't do that, but now it's a problem.
Well, but see, like I said, it goes back to possessing. Because now it's like, now y'all done got that. Now y'all got that title to where she feels, or he feels like, oh nah, like, we said you my girlfriend now. So now these are the terms and conditions that come with being my...
Now in these days, I can speak for my generation, I don't know about yours, but now in these days, it isn't that, right? It is really like, bitches just want... my friend. Females just want you to, like, give all your attention to them. You got girls that say that, oh, I don't want a nigga that texts me 24/7. But then when you texting them 24/7, you got them, you being loyal and shit, you got them texting you, oh, what you doing? And you just in your house watching Netflix. Like, be shit
so
like
let's
that,
get back
that
to
make niggas and females don't want to be in a relationship.
Let's get to the beginning, though. I think the issue lies with the beginning, before you even get into the relationship. My issue is when
That's
people
true.
Are trying to iron out everything that is supposed to be already ironed out once they get in the relationship. So now we having conversations.
True.
Instead about us moving forward in our relationship and developing and growing, we over here talking about, I don't trust you, how you like it this way.
6 months
Do
into
you
the
like
relationship.
It and it's like, wait a minute, but we in a relationship.
We should have been talked about this.
Yeah, so what I've understood is we as women do that a lot. And it's because we feel like we have to lower what we expect, because we feel like men ain't gonna be able to stand up to that. If a man can't stand up to that, then that's not worth your time. That goes for men and women.
Because I honestly believe in there's somebody. I really do believe there's somebody out here for everybody. But it's, are you willing to, like, okay, that being said, though, like, if he like blue and you like red, you still gotta like adjust to that. You know what I mean? Like, and that's my thing. Like, no, everybody's not gonna be perfect.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, does this person have the core values that I know I can sleep at night with?
Right.
Because I really feel like that's really what it boiled down to. It's like,
right,
can I be alone with my thoughts knowing this person is, I have no control over this person.
Yep.
Can we just have a relationship based on faith? You told me you was gonna do this. And you show me,
right?
And you know what I'm saying. So it's like we all coming together on one thing, and that's happening at the beginning. Like now, like I'm 27. So now when I date, I let you know by second weekend when I'm working with, like, all right, this is what I am. I like modeling. I like traveling. I like music. If you ain't really with none of that,
right?
You ain't really know,
right?
Because the love and the lust. Thought that shit gonna run out. Yep. Like, I'm gonna get used to you.
Eventually.
You ain't gonna look as bad as I thought you was looking that day. Yeah. Like, because if we talking about long lasting,
yeah.
And I feel like there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I think a lot of times when you say them type of things, I'm being over dramatic with 2 weeks. But like in the first 2 months, it should be the real you.
I'm sorry. I'm saying the first 2 weeks.
No, yeah. I mean, it should be.
You know,
why are we wasting time?
Right,
yeah, right.
What you do.
Yeah.
With y'all age, I agree with the.
You should already know yourself. Yeah, real talk.
Yeah,
you should know yourself if you come see me.
Yeah.
I feel like the talking phase, because the talking phase does exist. Some people don't believe that the talking phase
is either.
I got something to say to that, though.
I feel like it doesn't. I feel like the talking phase should never have a limit on how long it should be. Because when you get in a relationship, I'm dating to marriage. Like, I'm not doing this shit just to be here.
Yeah,
I'm in here for the long haul. So we planning on being together for the rest of our life. Why is it,
why are we wasting time?
Why do we have to set a certain, oh, it's been 3 months, they still ain't made official, maybe they don't want to actually be with me. Nah, I'm still getting to learn and
know you before I control.
I've been 21 years
because a person who know themselves, man, they gonna know, like, no matter, even if I give this person his title, that don't stop somebody, like,
nope,
from, like, what you think, like, so when the woman or the man, like, they about to cheat on you, whatever, and they, oh, damn,
I got a
that
girl.
That title.
Nah.
Boyfriend, girlfriend, let me, like, if they gonna do it, they gonna do it. And, like, going back to, like you said, the talking phase, like, I think that's the thing, too, like, is we really talking, understand each other, or is this really, like, a... what's the most best light you can see me in?
Always.
You know what I mean? Like, are we really getting to know each other? Is you really know about my positive and my negatives? Or is you just, hey, did you just see me wearing the newest chain and newest Jordans and I want you to see me like that forever? Because I feel like that's what really goes on, is that, like, dating in times we try to, like, put on the best version of ourselves, and you know damn well, like,
you do not
wake up like that every
you.
Morning. Like, you don't do that.
The,
like,
real question
sometimes
is,
sometimes you ain't got that shape up clean. Like,
the next.
Yeah, but I feel like at our age, it's like we, like, it's like I don't even feel like I want to put the energy into all of that. Like, this is
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this is all.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
all
right, yeah.
This is all you can get. I'm not about to go in here with makeup on and polish my personality so that you can like me.
Because that's not me.
It's my personality. I'm a blunt person. So I feel like that would only last for like a day.
Yeah, it wouldn't last long. I'd be lying to you if I came to you like that.
That's the problem that I feel like we have in relationships. Niggas don't allow people to be. People.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, like, shit. Don't say
I hate
that.
It when I'm on the phone. I'm a quiet person, but I hate it when I'm on the phone and it's uncomfortable. I will hang up on your ass if it's unfucking comfortable. Like, I like you to be yourself, not no fake ass person.
Yeah. So, you feel like you gotta be all, I feel you.
The issue goes even further with that because there's a comparison. Social media. Social media definitely
Segway.
Messes with the mind. I'm just speaking from a woman's perspective. Y'all can give the guy's perspective. But for a woman, it's like we feel like we are in competition, unfortunately, with what social media is. And it's not because social media makes us look at ourselves in the mirror. It does for some women. But it's because, like, I've noticed that guys really look to the women on social media as, like, the desired type of woman.
No. Well, Owen, this is the only one that I can say about
that
it.
They can't get. No. That they can't get.
Female is on social media.
That's what a desired.
Yeah.
So the girls that, like, you would see on Instagram or they ass out and stuff like that, we're
not even just them kind of women.
No, but I'm saying, like, yeah, we're physically attracted to them, but like Bruh said, that's that lust. At the end of the day, that's not what I'm looking for in my girl, is how her to look.
That's, yeah. This is the dynamics that we'll be having with that. A lot of times with social media, because we own it 24/7, we think that's the whole matrix that's going on. Like, so whatever that's posting or whatever I see people on, that's how the reality is, when that is so not true. Like, I feel like that. What's really going on with that social media is that basically, like, and I feel with the women, is that what social media does is that it takes the hottest trend and it blows it up 100 times more. So you can either look at that and be like, okay, bet, I'm on social media, this is what they got going on, period. Or you can look at that and be like, damn, that's how everybody see the world. That's really not true. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, from a man point of view, don't no man want no woman he don't know where she at. I'm just going to keep it a band. Like, don't know where she at, but every man know a woman he like faith in. And I know if, like, I have more faith in a, like, I can't have faith in Kim Kardashian. Girl don't mean everywhere. So it's like, when I trust you to go out and do certain things, or like not even behave, just like, if we gonna have faith in our relationship, we gonna do us, that means that you have the requirements that has allowed me to give you my trust. So no man want no woman he just feel all out here on Instagram replying to every DM out here. Like, that might be the look, but I'm gonna tell you right now, don't no man want that. Like, don't no man want no
I'm
woman like
so
that.
I'm more so talking about, like, a more, I know y'all are saying this, but like, so let me just go in real terms here. I've been in a relationship where, like, my ex was like always on social media. And there was even comparisons between me and some of, like, even my body type and some of the women that are on social media. Like, it's men out here who are that sick in the head.
Oh, he a weak nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like that's
wrong. He's just a weak ass nigga.
This is what I'm saying. It's a lot of weak niggas out here.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah, most definitely.
Like, it's not a lot of y'all the way y'all think out here. It's way more of those kind of men out here. Like, it's men out here who literally have texted my phone recently. And, like, one day I'm getting off from work and this guy texts me, let me get a picture of your feet. I don't even know him like that. And then he starts talking about, I'm sure you got that good whatever. Then he was like, let me send you a picture of whatever. I'm not going to go in too deep into detail, but I'm just sitting here like, what? But the issue is, and I had to check him. Yeah. I was like, the issue is I feel disrespected because I know the way you communicate with me tells me that you think I'm that kind of chick. But what it also tells me is other women
allow that. Yep.
So this is what I'm talking about. So it's now like the type of women on social media that has dabbled down into other women's way of thinking, and unfortunately, because there's so many women that allow that way of behavior, men like that who have gotten away with it, they come to be a woman like me and think they're gonna get away with it.
Or see, yeah, my bad.
I have something to say to that, because a lot of niggas do that. But it's to the point of, like you said, females allowing them.
I blame us for that, yeah.
It's because, like, you got niggas like me. I used to be that type of person that get up in your face, be like, oh, you so good looking, let me. But after a while, I was like, I don't feel like doing all that shit, and that shit too much work.
He's I'm be honest, me.
I don't compliment females no more.
Go ahead.
What the thing with me is that it's too many girls out here, though, that rather have a guy talk to her like that than a guy come up to her and be like, hey girl, what's your number? Let me take you out or something. Girl, and that's the thing that I've realized. Girls look at you weird if you come at them too properly. Mm-hmm. Some females look at you weird if you come at them to probably, like, you just ain't hungry for the ass.
Because it ain't normal. So I think there's a...
It's not normal, and I feel like to help for the women, too, I feel like it's almost like you probably could tell... It's like you can still... It's probably still that air of, like, you want something from me. Like, even when a man is probably coming at you respectfully and stuff, it's still kind of like, what do you want, in a way?
I don't mind a man coming to me respectfully. I think women who have an issue with that, really... minds is in what in
yeah,
what
social
this week.
So calling up for what it is, we
yeah, it's weak. I mean, I feel like if a man is being nice now, there are crazy senile men out
correct.
There who are keep too it going. Nice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they consistently nice and you like hold.
Get with it, man.
I get what you're saying about, you know, it's other ways to compliment a woman or a man in a relationship other than money. I agree with that to an extent, though, because I feel like, and that's not even just money, like the bills getting paid and all of that. Mm-hmm. It's like if I feel like I'm losing, I'm going backwards, you're taking me backwards, we're not growing together. We're not growing in the right direction. I feel like if my life becomes worse because I'm now with you, then I don't feel like you need to be in my life. Like, I need assets, correct. Not liabilities. And I feel like, correct. I'm going to give you an example. Like, I've dated a man where it was like that kind of setup. And it's like, yeah, that's great. But if the relationship ends, now you put in a bind because this man has been living off of you financially. It's great you cleaned the house. It's great you did all of that. But at the end of the day, there's other things that comes to being in a relationship than just somebody can clean a house up. I can still clean my house up. I'm not saying it's about what you can do for me, but what I am saying is not going to be about what you can take from me neither.
No, I understand that, but see, my thing is that too, is that I've been in a lot of points in my life to where I can honestly say at one point I was like, okay, I'm gonna put this in layman's terms. This bitch ain't working more money than me and ain't IQ. I don't really have no point talking. Like, I can go find me, throw some breads, one of these little hoes out here, get something, and then keep it moving. But to me, it's like, what do you, like, to me, what it boils down to with relationships is like, when you're alone and you feel the need to have somebody around you, whether you heterosexual, homosexual, whatever you mess with, when you feel like how you feel when you alone is just you, does it boil down? And I hate that I'm saying, because I'm really not trying to stand up for you lazy ass niggas, but I'm just trying to say, like, there has to be something, and I feel like that's kind of the problem in Western civilized relationships, where it's just like money. But then it's just like, then some people get the money, you still ain't happy. Because I've had 5 racks in my pocket, but no woman. My girl I wanted to talk to wasn't talking to me at the time. I'm out here just with a handful of cash. Like, it's not the same feeling. It ain't the same love. So there has to be something. There has to be something in the relationship that both parties bring where it's not just like, not saying, because he should still be helping. Like, both parties should still be bringing something to the table. Me personally, I'm the type of person where, like, if a woman is making me feel comfortable after I get home from dealing with being a black man, dealing with outside, and I'm able to come home and she can make me feel comfortable, she don't have to work at all. Yeah. She can do what the hell she want. I just want her to look, nurture, look, hey, massage me, spend time with me, show me some love,
that
cuddle up.
That sounds good.
But it's like,
until the company you work for goes through a layoff.
Okay, but see, that's the thing. You gotta
be. So who bringing another income?
But see, you gotta be a man. But see, that's not the other part. Like, that, like I said, depends on a lot of things. That's if you're, now if you have, now like you said, going back into 2 weeks, we was talking about, like, when you first talk to a person, and it's like, hey, look, this is how I am, I'm a money-making person. This, if you can't give me that, there ain't no reason. See, that's the things I feel like need to be said up front, but if you kind of like, if you kind of with a dude, and like, your pockets is straight, like you was just saying, your pockets was straight, and he had what he had going on, and he might not be able to help you financially, because right now, financially, you're good. So, emotionally, in other ways, he's helping. But then, like you said, the business, or something happened, an emergency happened, now you need him facilitating other ways. But then, to be honest, it's like, you knew damn well this nigga ain't shit. Right, so don't even get with him. But it don't give him no pass. I'm gonna tell you right now, in a nigga mind, it gave him that bag. It's like, I done told y'all one shit. Like,
no, I agree with that part.
I done told you, so now it's your choice. Yeah,
no, I agree with that part. I do feel like, and I also feel like men who know they ain't got it well put together, you don't need to be out here trying to date no way.
You need to get your shit together.
Right. Real talk. It goes back to still, real talk. Like, bring what you, if you, and also, let's go back to the money thing. I hate to keep talking about the money thing, but I'm saying.
It's a big thing, though.
It's a big thing, because if I'm coming in, let's go back to the scenario, $50,000, I'm going to bring it to $30,000 just to be nice. $30,000.
Cause making money, yo. I got stuff y'all
gave up.
Okay,
yeah,
like
blood
thick and
I know.
Y'all
broken.
Y'all gave up. But no, but to go back to it. So now, because you got me like this too. Now that I see that you making $50,000, I only make $30,000. I'm gonna come on here and try to get in your back pocket.
See, that's that ain't cool.
Or they coming to you. They can help you out, but they can only help you out for so much. And now that they helping you out on their small income, they expecting you to help out on your big income.
Nah, see, what I'm talking about a dude where it's just like, I'm talking about a guy where it's just like, he not, see, I see what you're saying. You're saying, you're talking more of men who take advantage of, like, a woman who really is in a place and just lives financially stable. And right. She's able to do, see, that's, see, that's I'm talking about, a man who, he really just not, like, grew up differently, whatever happened, and he, the things he can provide, the things he can do, that's what he can do. He ain't asking you, like, he ain't like, hey.
No, I'm not cool.
But I also want a man.
New Torrance just came out, trying to cop
to me. I also want a man that's going to work towards growing as well, because I'm sorry, but like, if I'm out here hustling, trying to get to my grind, trying to make legacy generational wealth for my family, because I'm going to have kids, so that's the next thing you got to think about. It ain't just about the relationship, and you over here talking about, oh, I'm sorry, this is all I can do. You knew this from the beginning. What okay, if, I knew this from the beginning.
What if you're helping, like, carrying, like, okay, so the things that you're doing, the things that you're doing now in the future, what if he helping, like, he's helping out with those things as far as, like,
that's
because what I make is what you make. This is a household. But if you just come up in here saying, oh yeah, this is all I got, and then you looking at me like, well, what you got?
See, that's my thing. I see where you're coming from, because
that's a lot of what
you're talking about. And no, it is, and it's a lot of dudes out here. I say, you know, I play Steve Harvey to the secrets and shit. It's a lot of dudes out here that's finessing. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I can only speak for myself. Yeah. Me personally, it don't feel good to me when somebody got to take care of me. I don't give a fuck who the fuck you is. Like, you be a family member, girl, I don't fuck. It don't matter. So to me as a man, it's like, yes, you should. Every person in this world should be in a place where they can do for themselves. Right. Now, are we all granted that? No, but all I'm saying is, If you got a man who, you know what I'm saying, he got nothing but love for you, he ain't cheating on you, he doing everything, he cooking, he supporting you, and yeah, he not helping with the money. And it's not that he don't want to help, it's just that he can't, you can put in $100,000 and he can only put in $10,000. You know what I mean? It's, but at the end of it, while all your girlfriends calling you, telling you where they don't know where your man is at, you know exactly where he at, he hit you up. Come home, bath water be made, you know what I'm saying? With like, certain things, like, because I see what you're saying. It's like, are you coming to me to, because I see where you're coming from.
But I'm looking at a ratio, too. I'm looking at proportions.
No, you're right.
Because, like, if he only handling 10%, and I'm over here handling 80% to 90%, like, my back pocket's gonna start struggling, because guess what? I'm no longer taking care of just me. Now I'm now taking care of him and me.
Yep. Now the question is, why is it...
I'm
gonna jump straight to you. But I'm gonna keep mine. But why is it fair that a man can take care of a woman, but a woman can't take it? Now, this is not to say...
That's your territory right
there. This is not to say that I feel that a woman should take care of a man, or I even agree with it at all. But I'm just saying, in the aspect of it, at the end of the day, we was all raised, the man take care of the household, and the woman, they take care of everything else.
Right.
I personally do not want a man to take care of me. I'm sorry. Like, that's a turn off.
Now, the next question is, when do we change
that? That's control.
How they were saying 50 and 30, I'm saying 100 to 80. So y'all making money, granted, but you make more money than me. You make $20,000 more than me, but I still make
That's not a big deal, because taxes eat that up anyway. Depending on what bracket I'm in. Yeah. So really, technically, we make the same amount.
Basically, don't be no broke nigga, fuck. No broke niggas with this
No broke niggas.
But I'm saying,
no broke niggas.
Get your shit together.
Because I feel like if I'm out here hustling and I'm out here grinding and I did what I'm supposed to do, it's like, see, now I gotta deal with it, which you ain't doing.
Yeah, no.
Sorry.
With me, it comes to the point where you have weak women and strong women. Women that just going straight up tell you, I don't like no fucking bum. You know, if you a bum, get the fuck out of my face. I'd rather have that. I'd rather have that than a woman. Because guys, women are more subliminal creatures. They're going to throw hints at you. They going, but guys, because with a person like me, I don't get them subliminal hints shit sometimes. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, I don't
so whatever they tell you is how it is.
That's what we meant.
That, and that's the thing.
Yeah.
Women have it where you get these guys and y'all know these niggas is straight up hood ass motherfuckers that all they want to do is smoke weed and play video games. And they telling you that. They showing you all I want to do.
Oh, yeah.
But then the girl's still like, oh, nah, he can be better. No, that nigga can't.
Thank you.
That's no, he cannot.
No, what's going on?
If you feel like he, if you feel no way that he can be better, that nigga ain't going to be better because that nigga don't want to.
This
that,
is
what man, then he's going to do it.
They going to break the thing down too. Day by day. Oh, you still ain't got no more money? Damn.
Yeah, he just gonna be like, "Yep, keep on playing the game." Like,
but I'm, right, but you know what's so funny though? I can switch it around because I can say as a bunch of men, we feel like how you do.
Yeah, honestly, we're
to be real because it's like
I'm feeling some of the females need to take care of me.
How I was raised, like I was, how I was raised when we first started off was you the man, bro. So you supposed to be be able to assist her.
Yeah.
Like, so when y'all go out, yeah, she can like after buy y'all go out and y'all date and y'all in a relationship, yeah, y'all can share the bill. But until you trying to court her, like I'm the type of dude, how I was raised, if I'm with a female, regardless of if she my family member, sister, or I'm dating her, I'm paying for the bill.
Honestly.
Cause that's just how I was raised. Yeah. Like I was raised like you just make it easier on the woman, have you.
You can't do that. Women will cuss you out for that, bro. Women will cuss you out for buying them shit.
No.
It's women like that. They will cuss you the fuck out for that shit.
But like I said, we can't, like, okay, what we can do is we can get all day into, like, it's women and that, but it's like, at the end of the day, and it's going out for the people too, it's all who you resonate with. So, like, we can go all day with this people like this.
Yeah, because it depends on what you like.
Yeah, so it's like, yes, what niggas and shit.
With
like
me, it's people, it's not, hold up, it's people thinking that other people are more than they are. For me, it's like, it's like, true. Because I've had a female that told me, oh, no, I don't want you paying for me. But she full out cussed me out for trying to pay for her.
Hold on.
I'm trying to be a gentleman.
No, pause it.
And I'm trying to, wait, keep going, what? I'm recording on here, so.
No, because then it's like, I ain't gonna never have visual, because we did audio last time, and I did audio on the other episode.
I gotta make a point real quick.
Hold on.
But it may not be able to if I got too much on here.
I'm still recording on this one.
Alright.
Well, delete it. Let me not delete it. Pause it, though, because it's got.
So, what I'm saying is, why do people do stuff for each other and
come back in your face?
Come back, when y'all not on good terms, it comes back to you in a negative way. So, like, if y'all were to break up, why do you bring up, I did this for you, I did that for you? Mm-hmm. I feel like all of that's irrelevant because at the end of the day, you was doing that out of love. You're only saying this now because you're mad. But
my thing is, let's stay on the topic at hand, like what we talking about now. You know, like if we in an argument about whatever the heck it is, what does what we brought for each other and what happened?
That don't matter.
It doesn't matter. The current situation.
They had nothing to do with conversation.
Nah, that shit mad at me. Fuck all that bullshit. Nah. I don't know where y'all come up with this. That's how y'all feel.
That's how I feel. And the reason why I say that is because like, if it bothered you,
that shit don't matter.
If it bothered you that bad,
you should you should have said something in that time. Nah, or could have left.
Because a person that's bad. See, because I'm gonna tell you, I only buy things for people because I feel like you have gained enough loyalty and trust for me to spend my hard-earned money that I can be spending on myself for you. So it's like when I give, so I'm speaking to the niggas who bring that up, because I'm gonna be honest, like, that's why I can never be the type of dude like buy a girl a car and shit, because I'll be up in your car and pull that shit.
Okay, I agree.
You was dying to this shit out of love. No, and that's why I say, like, people, we gotta get real with love in relationships. Like, certain things we do don't always be out of love. Like, certain things you do to make sure this nigga don't go nowhere and make sure she don't go nowhere. Let's keep it a band. Like,
I feel like it depends on like how y'all break up. Like, say, what if y'all broke up because y'all just like gradually stop feeling each other the same way, which happens.
No, that's,
is you gonna sit here and be like, yeah,
but see, that's hurt, because I done been through that too. It's hurt, where it's like, damn, I done did this for you, I done did for that for you, how can you leave me like this, how can you go through?
And what was the reason for them leaving?
That's the situation I'm saying. Like,
true.
That's
very true. That's very true.
Nobody ever gave no actual reason.
As much as you did, like, you know what? I really realized that, shit, honestly, we just ain't compatible at the end of the day.
So, you can tell girls that and they don't listen.
No, but I'm saying, like, I know we all sat there and been like, damn, why am I with this person still? Because honestly, we don't click. But am I going to hit you back and be like, yeah, I need all this shit, I got you. Now, if you were to cheat on me, oh yeah, it's clips. So you telling me I was solid? Yeah, I need all this shit.
But I'm talking about when you're in the relationship. Like, say for instance, y'all having an argument about something stupid or big or whatever. Yeah. I don't feel like we have to sit up here and talk about, well, what about that car I bought you? Or what about this thing I gave you?
That, like, there's no point in us being.
Yeah, because I feel like once we break up.
Like you said, but I'm going to say it differently, because it's a difference between sex, lust, and love. Like, I can fuck a girl all I want and don't really like the bitch at all, because that is just how men are able to separate themselves from that.
That's how you would.
Nigga, most men are able to separate, and I'm able to separate, but it's like, at the end of the day, bruh, do you really love that person? That is at the end of the day. At the end of the day, do you really just want that pussy, or do you really just want somebody to come? Do you really want that pussy? You really want some of that dick, or do you want somebody to cuddle up with, or do you want somebody to tell you when you're doing that bullshit? Tell you, hey man, because that's what it
boils down to.
How I look at a female, bro. This is a weird way to say it, but you like. One of my, like, a person I can trust would be one of my brothers. Like, one of y'all. And that's how I put a relationship with female. I need to be able to trust you. Because if I'm not able to trust you, because I'm a type of person, if I'm not able to trust you, I'll start doing that petty shit just because you fucked with my trust. So I'll be the person, give me that car back.
And that was
give me
that
shit back.
Thank you. So just break up.
Yeah,
I feel
really.
Like that back and forth of like, let me see how I can hurt you just as much as you can hurt me. Like, if you're not operating in love while in the relationship, get out of the relationship.
I mean, it's easy. I think it's always easy to say all these things.
But then the emotions come at the end.
That's the thing. Like, it's always easy to say all these, everything we're saying, because everything we're saying is actually right. But it is like, yeah, you feel like that, but oh damn, remember that time we was happy? You know what I mean? So it's that like,
but we have to make a conscious decision.
Remember the shit was good.
What happened between that time we were happy and now? That's what I'll be thinking about.
But that doesn't. Everybody's not always so compartmentalized, a left brain like that.
We have to make a conscious thought and effort to do that. And the reason is because now you're getting ready to be another damaged person for another person. Protect and guide thy heart. I feel like people feel like, oh, we in a relationship, so now you get to control my emotions. You get to control how I function and operate my life. Before you, I was good. I wasn't arguing every day about the same dumb mess that we arguing about every other day. Or I don't feel like I can trust you. So then why am I still laying in the same bed with a man or a woman that I can't trust?
I think too, is that we... Everything we brought up today is... Everything we brought up today just didn't happen. Like, this has been, these are problems and things that have been happening since the dawn of time.
Yeah.
So it's really, like I said, it really, all, everything that we said today really boils down to, like, are you going to sit down with yourself and heal yourself?
Yes.
And then go forward from that, because if that doesn't happen, you're just going to be going around looking for validation, mm-hmm. looking for somebody to love you, mm-hmm. dealing with any type of mess, having any woman or man treat you any type of way, because that's really just what it boils down to. It really boils down to everything we said today. Do I have enough respect for myself?
Right.
Do I know myself?
And let's get even deeper. How can you know yourself if you're not being real with yourself?
And nobody's told you. I mean, I feel like that's another problem too. Like, a lot, like I said, all the things we talked today, nobody has shown, especially African American, a lot of our household is fucked. Our household has been fucked up since we came here. So you dealing with that, and Latin, we don't let me get to the science of it about how it affects you genetically. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we not even, that's why I said it's real easy to talk about all these things, but it's like, when you really look in depth of what is the whole large of what's really going on, it's a mess of things. It's like, we can talk about relationships. Okay, boom. We just talked about relationships and how the females feel, how the males feel. But then you got to talk about what the hell the males and the females dealing with. Then once you get through that, it's like, okay, now I gotta heal through that. So to be real with me, I don't think the whole world should be single. But
isn't a real, isn't a real actual relationship is when, I'm not saying y'all totally just like fucked up, but you got some problems you may have not gone through yet. She does, and that's what, isn't that what a real relationship is? That y'all make each other more comfortable. Y'all can not totally fix them problems, but just build from that.
I'm gonna tell you what that turns. All that does is have a ticking time bomb, because all you're doing at that time, it might seem nice because you're using that person to pacify emotions and settle down how you feel about certain things, but it never gets handled.
It's eventually, like,
once that person, you didn't see that motherfucker enough, it's gonna be another person. You
if y'all in an actual relationship, like y'all talk about the future and shit, mm-hmm. wouldn't that make sense for y'all, like, to build from each other and shit like that?
Yes, if she's helping you, if she knows your, but see, that's what I'm saying. Like, that requires a level of honesty right now. I don't know 2020 ready for. I don't know if Me Too movements and hate groups and stuff is ready for honesty, where people really, hey, look, these is my demons and these is your demons.
Why can't we
both come together to clear them?
Oh, let's get to this. Maybe we can't come together. Everybody is not meant to come together. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
Like, yeah, I like this part of you and I like this part of you, but let's also get down to what is the deal breakers. Like, that's even when you're talking about in business, when you're talking about looking for a job, when you're talking about your family, like, what are the things that will cause you to fully disconnect? And if you don't feel like that they are willing to kind of honor that and respect that,
love,
then...
because somebody you love, that's why I said it always, like you said, if you don't, like you just said, it all boils down to, if you're not doing it in love, because when you love somebody, you're gonna take that extra thought, hey, hold on, she don't like when I do that, he don't like when I, let me, like, that's love, like, you know what I'm saying, like, just like, yeah, like, you respecting where you at. Same, ain't no different than when you a kid and you know damn well them dishes should have been done by the time your mom got home. Now she coming down the street, you rush to the sink to go do them dishes. It's out of love. It's out of respect. I got enough love for her to, damn, I was late on them shits, but I'm going to get to them shits right now. It's out of love and respect. And I feel like a lot of times in the gender and what we living in right now, ain't going to be always be like this. But right now, it just seems like nobody's really operating out of love, understanding, and wholeness. Everybody's operating out of
what they can get.
What you can do for me and what I can post.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what it is right now.
Really?
Hell yeah. Yeah. So anyway, this was an awesome conversation. We wanted to talk about more, but we have went a long way to this conversation. But we feel like this is something that needs to be talked about, because I think there's a lot of it's a lot of mixed signals on how relationships should be ran. And like, you go back to what you said, I really think it does go back to what you gravitate towards. Like, what makes you happy, what makes you comfortable, because everybody's going to have a different meaning with that, and it's all subjective. But to end out the show, I just want to say, get to know yourself before you try to start getting to know somebody else. Because if you can't know who you are, then how are you going to be able to tell somebody what you expect? And how are you going to be able to understand what you are willing to put up with? And the way that 2-week conversation, like we talked about, can happen and be effective is that you already know going in what you're willing to put up with.
Correct.
Like, I'm not going to put up with somebody who is broke as I don't know what. Now I got to take care of them like they my child. Correct. I'm not going to put up with a person who's going to be abusive. I'm not going to put up with a person who goes to the club every week and they ain't barely home. Like, it's different things I'm not going to put up with. And it's okay if 30,000 men out of 7 billion people do not fit that mold. Correct. So what? We settle, I feel, because we feel like if we find 30,000 men, that's a lot of men, who don't fit the mold of what we are describing, or the women don't fit that, then we feel like, oh, now maybe our standards are too high, and so we're willing to settle. But when we get into the relationship, we still ain't happy. So you might as well just, again, be real with yourself.
It's a compliment what Ms. LaRae said. Treat yourself as quality over quantity. Meaning, like, not always. Like, it's a reason why everybody can't get a $3,000 shoe.
Right.
It's a reason why everybody can't walk into a certain and treat yourself like that. Yes. Like, that's not a bad thing. Right. Like, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because that way, when you meet somebody, you can dodge all the heartache and BS that they throw on you, because it's like, oh, nah, hold on, player. Like, you ain't even.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I know what I got going on. I value myself, and this is what I'm gonna come with.
Right.
So, like I said, quality over quantity. As long as you stay with that mindset.
Good.
Good.
Any last words from you, Deontay, any last?
That
job
was great.
All
yeah,
right.
That was good.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning again yet again with another episode of Miss LaRae's Podcast. I am coming from you with the number one in inspirational, cultural, and social awareness podcasting. You know that I only aspire to inspire you, cultivate you, and make you socially aware. Thank you, love, for the support, and thank you, loves, for all of the listening ears. Have a great day.